I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and another season without the big cruise ships is another blow to Juneau's economy. But is it possible that independent travelers can help to offset the loss? Here with me is Liz Perry, head of Travel Juneau. Welcome back to the show, Liz.
Thank you so much for having me, Shelley.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Spring feels a little bit closer today, and this is prime time for summer vacation bookings. How's it looking so far from your perspective?
Well, I just talked to a partner of ours who has a B&B here in town and said that bookings are actually looking pretty good right now. So she's very, very enthusiastic and anticipates at least a decent season on her side. I think where our call volume has been up over the last several weeks, lots of people inquiring about what there is to do in Juneau and just getting general information. We've been sending out a lot more guides. So that's all very hopeful, and we're keeping our fingers crossed.
And the city and borough loosened some of its travel restrictions this week. So how will that help?
That's going to help tremendously. And we really thank the Assembly for taking that one under advisement, because what we were finding is that this is prime booking time for a lot of our hotels and a lot of our excursion operators. And we were finding, again, through our own calls and through conversations with them, that May 26th deadline for the strict social distancing especially was a real hurdle to booking into Juneau. And we were hearing people time and time again saying, sorry, I'm not spending 5 days in my hotel waiting to get out. And that's, not good for our retailers. It's not good for the museums here in town. If people cannot get out and get into a facility, restaurants, then that's just a huge hurdle. So having that push into May 1 to allow some of bookings, we've already heard from partners that they're already seeing better bookings, and people have more confidence to book even into July and August.
Oh, that's great. Could you give us an update on Juneau Cares that gave businesses some help last year? What can they expect this year?
Well, our Juneau Cares project was primarily to align our partners and align the industry into thinking about what their protocols were. We are hopeful that the administration, in terms of federal funding, which I think is probably what you're referring to, will show up and help out our state and help out the community as well. We're keeping a very close eye on that.
Great. So locals know that there's plenty of ways to enjoy Juneau pretty easily as a bubble while still distancing and being outside. So what are some of the activities that you're promoting for small groups or families?
We're promoting all of our great, outdoor activities. And for those who do come in, especially after May 1st, that makes our indoor activities accessible to them as well. So minding all of our, regular social distancing, just kind of minding your space, keeping masked up and taking care of those kinds of things, folks are going to be experiencing our beaches, our hiking, and we're really promoting Juneau's fresh air and outdoor spaces, getting out on the water, kayaking, and spreading out with your family. This is the year, I think, for people to really invite friends and family up as well, so that they can experience Juneau. We know our friends and family know better than anyone, and they could be considered a bubble under the right circumstances. And as long as I think people are mindful of what their responsibilities are, both as residents and as visitors, I think we can have a successful season with our independent travelers.
Well said. So it does seem likely we're not going to see a large cruise ship season this year, not like years past anyway, but what about small cruise ships?
We still have a group, our small ship cruises coming in. And as a matter of fact, here at Travel Juneau, we'll be putting together a calendar of small ship arrivals as we know them, just with the understanding that that can be a little bit of a moving target as well. But we anticipate a fairly regular, steady flow of small ships into town, and we'll keep people updated as we find out when those arrivals are going to be.
Thank you so much, Liz Perry, head of Travel Juneau. That's a great update on the summer season. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners today?
Well, we know the research is telling us that there is a growing demand for travel. And as people are looking for destinations, their confidence in being able to travel is growing and their fear of travel is being reduced. So I hope that, you know, as we all get vaccinated and keep our masks on and keep each other safe, we can still welcome visitors into Juneau this summer and give our economy a boost.
It sounds good. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me today, Liz.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thanks.